Hello and welcome to Animal Companions. This is Joyce, your Radio Reading Service volunteer broadcaster, welcoming you to this edition of Animal Companions, where we read about the animals in our lives and how they affect us. Today I'll be reading the conclusion to Piglet, The Unexpected Story of a Deafblind Pink Puppy and His Family by Melissa Shapiro, veterinarian, and I'll also be reading some articles from newsletters and magazines about the animals in our lives. We're going to begin today's readings with Piglet by Melissa Shapiro, and this is the epilogue. From Piglet's Favorite Dad. Melissa is not a particularly philosophical person. She doesn't reflect much on what her motivations or beliefs are that give way to her behaviors, habits, goals, and accomplishments. She sees problems and looks for solutions. Closest thing she has to a philosophy is her commitment to action, her daily routines and setting and achieving goals. Once she sets a goal, any goal, but in this case it was giving Piglet a happy and meaningful life, she will spare no effort in achieving it. Having said that, reflecting on the why of our journey with the pink man is not something that comes naturally to her. From the time I met her on a bike ride 30 years ago, I was struck by her immense drive and focus. Okay, in addition to the fact that she looked spectacular in form-fitting lycra. I noted at the time that she was the most disciplined person I had ever known. In addition, she does love animals, if you can believe it, more than anyone I've ever met. Not because she loves more, but because she has made it a goal that guides her every single action and behavior in life. This is not to take away from the scores of people who love their dogs and the many other kind, devoted, empathic people who have rescued and cared for disabled dogs, some even more severely impacted than Piggy. But few of them are veterinarians, and none of them are Melissa. The intensity of her drive, combined with the depth of her commitment, is what makes her unique. Having said all of that about how terrific she is, she doesn't do "I am feeling this way because" very well. So writing this book was, I think, a particular challenge for someone like her, a doer more than a reflector. But the struggle was worth it. In the process of telling Piglet's story, our story, I think she found a great deal of insight into not only what she does, but why she does it. Piglet has changed us significantly by treating us to be his unbridled compassion, gratitude, and love. He is amazingly cute, and I think his many fans appreciate that holding him is an experience unlike any other. He doesn't just love you. If he likes you, and he can be indifferent to some people, in most cases he adores you. Is this part of his lacking two of his primary senses? Is it just because dachshunds and chihuahuas are this way? It's hard to say, but I think not. Like Melissa, he's hyper-focused on his goals. He is the ultimate in the moment little guy. As a tiny puppy, in order for him not to be isolated, he had to be totally committed to being connected to his human and the canine family. So out of his sweet desire to be connected, he developed his own version of a growth mindset. Our little Susie was suffering from end-stage kidney failure during the latter months of the writing of this book. Losing her was devastating when the time came. Still, it's part of the circle of life. I think that Piglet got the opportunity to repay Susie for the love and acceptance she showed him when he was a tiny puppy with some kindness of his own. No one taught him this. This is the Piglet mindset. It is not a result of him articulating his philosophy. It's because he is living it. When he played with Susie as she got weaker, he was noticeably restrained and gentle. He understood that she didn't feel well all the time, but he still wanted to be connected with her and she with him, and they figured out a way. Being connected and making connections is really a theme in Piglet's life. Being born deaf and blind, he was pretty isolated at birth. Through his initial connection with us, Monica, his big dog sister, Susie, his pack, his friends at Norwalk Vet, and then his legions of fans, he is connected to literally millions of people worldwide. This is the power of compassion. This is the power of kindness and inclusion. This is Piglet's mission. For Melissa, Piglet is the culmination of a lifetime of love, caring, and self-sacrifice devoted to the well-being of animals and their people. I often hear her say, "Warren, you are the light of my life." Okay, I just made that up. Seriously, for her, to be a veterinarian and do this work is her life's passion. Piggy has facilitated Melissa and me taking a giant leap forward in appreciating all of life's joys as well as sorrows through a growth mindset. We love him for this and for who he is, and we hope that our story has touched you, encouraged you, and hopefully changed you, even just a bit as it has us. Perhaps to care a little more, stress a little less, try something you thought was too hard for you to do, or just to make the extra effort to stay connected. Take a moment to invest 100% of yourself in a precious moment and do a little wiggle butt dance, if not in real life, at least in your mind, to celebrate something you did well, even if it wasn't perfect. With much love and gratitude, Warren Shapiro, March 2021, Westport, Connecticut. And that's the epilogue from Piglet, The Unexpected Story of a Deaf-Blind Pink Puppy and His Family, written by Melissa Shapiro. Our next article is from the magazine Paws with a Cause, Assistance and Facility Dogs, 2025 Fall Newsletter. The article is titled, Jack and Ryder, A Bond That Brings Out the Best. When 10-year-old Jack heads to bed each night, he never goes alone. Just a few steps behind is his constant companion and service dog, Ryder. Ready to curl up, provide calm, and bring comfort when the world feels overwhelming. Jack, a bright and energetic child, was paired with Ryder as a service dog for children with autism through Paws with a Cause in May 2024. Ryder was custom trained to be the perfect addition to Jack's life, such as performing calming techniques like squish when he gently applies pressure by laying on Jack's chest, much like soothing weights of a blanket. In moments of stress or overstimulation, Ryder brings Jack peace. Jack has always been a happy child, Michelle says, but I feel like he's even happier and always eager to show off Ryder to his friends and family. Before Ryder, social situations were often tough for Jack. Since the two were paired, Jack has been much more confident in public settings, whether at church, family gatherings, or out in the community. Not only has Jack gained a sense of calm and comfort with Ryder, but he has eagerly taken on responsibility. Having Ryder by his side, Jack has established a routine of caring for him, making sure to feed and brush him regularly. For Michelle and her husband, the impact goes beyond Jack's emotional growth. We're more confident as a family in the new settings. Ryder brings us closer, whether we're walking through a neighborhood, attending mass, or just playing in the backyard. Having two young children and one having autism, the thought of family trips in public can be stress-inducing, Michelle shared. My husband and I feel less anxious in social settings with Jack, knowing that he has Ryder to focus on and to help calm him. Michelle and her husband can take ease knowing that Ryder is always looking out for Jack. As one of Ryder's certified handlers, Michelle is able to bring him to school with Jack a few days each week. Because she works in Jack's school, Ryder can join Jack in the classroom, something that's made a big difference in the school day. I'm very fortunate that Jack has attended school where I teach for the last 2 years, Michelle shares. Having Ryder at school has helped Jack focus in class and given him something to be proud of. For his family, Ryder is more than a highly trained dog. He's a vital part of everyday life. Ryder has made us stronger as a family, shared Michelle. To Ryder, puppy raiser, thank you. Michelle says, you gave him the foundation to change a life. He's doing amazing work, and we're so thankful. You can help create life-changing partnerships like Jack and Ryder. Become a foster puppy raiser. Make a donation. Be the reason another child finds their perfect teammate. Because every child, like Jack, deserves a friend like Ryder. This article, Jack and Ryder, A Bond That Brings Out the Best. This article appeared in Paws with a Cause, Assistance and Facility Dogs, 2025 Fall Newsletter. Our next article comes from The Guideway, Volume 79, Number 2, Summer 2025. This is the newsletter for the Guide Dog Foundation. The motto is, Live Without Boundaries. Growing up in rural Minnesota was idyllic for John Zavoral. During the summer, from morning till dusk, he and his friends would go fishing and swimming in the neighbors' pools and get into all types of mischief. In the winter, they would go snowmobiling together. It was very Norman Rockwell-ish, he says. There was something about being independent at that young age. In the fourth grade, he was diagnosed with amblyopia, also known as lazy eye. He had to wear an eye patch over the stronger eye to allow his weaker eye to strengthen. It was put on with very, very sticky adhesive, and it pulled my eyebrows out, he said. Not a pirate patch. No, he laughs. Remember, you're dealing with third and fourth graders. That thing would have stayed on for 5 minutes. He also had to wear bifocals. While he played hockey in high school, after school activities were difficult for the teen because his parents worked different schedules. As a result, I started working early when I was 14 at a supper club washing dishes. During the summer, I worked at landscaping. I liked making money and I liked being independent. Zavarl attended vocational school and earned his certificate in graphic communications. For 27 years, he worked as a printer, eventually becoming a master pressman at Northwest Airlines. It was the best job, he says, and gave him and his family plenty of opportunities to travel for free. When he was in his late 30s, Zavarl lost a portion of the vision in his right eye from a genetic disease that causes drusen, growths under the retina that can lead to vision loss. But he says that never stopped me from living my life. In 2008, when Delta brought Northwest, he was laid off and spent 2 years of unemployment. First time ever in my life, he says. Eventually, he found a sales job at a small company, then took another sales job before parlayed that into a job at Comcast as a sales rep. I worked with businesses on their telecommunications needs, including phone, internet, and television services. In January 2020, Zavarl was promoted to senior sales representative, but a few months later in March, I noticed I had a gray shadow in my good eye. He was diagnosed with permanent vision loss, the blood flow to his optic nerve had stopped, and he lost the central vision in his left eye. I still have a little bit of peripheral vision, but over the span of a couple of days, I became legally blind. His vision loss coincided with the start of the COVID pandemic. It was very tough to get assistance, tough to get mobility training, tough to do anything, he says. This was probably one of the greatest challenges in all of my life. It certainly wasn't what I expected my life to look like at 56. Even as he was dealing with his vision loss, Zavarl continued to work. It was incredibly difficult. There were a lot of dark days. He used assistive technology to stay at his job for a further 16 months. The guide dog lifestyle. My wife suggested I should get a guide dog, Zavarl says. He didn't think he was suitable, but after letting it sit for a few months, his research led him to the Guide Dog Foundation. He filled out online applications, not really knowing what the outcome would be. He was amazed that within an hour after submitting the form, someone from the admissions department of the Consumer Services Office reached out to him. I had a phone interview where he was told he would be a great candidate. That initial interview was followed by an in-person visit with Tammy Gomez, a foundation field service representative at his home in Minnesota. She made the determination that a guide dog would make sense for his lifestyle. As Zavarl moved on to the next phase of the application process, he needed some additional orientation and mobility training before he could be teamed with a guide dog. I was a little disappointed, he said, but I ended up getting a really good mobility trainer. When he was invited to the class of 2022, I arrived feeling really confident. During dog day, when students meet their new guide dogs for the first time, Zavarl admits that it wasn't love at first sight. I could sense right away the high level of training Ajax had, but he was going through his transition too. I loved him, but I wasn't connected yet. That changed the longer he and Ajax worked together. The connection grew every day. You couldn't get him away from me right now if you wanted to, he laughs. I've been giving this incredible gift. You can't have him back. He continues, getting my guide dog ranks up there for me as one of the high points in my life, so I can handle what I've been dealt. My family noticed when I called them from campus. There was a difference in my voice, my mannerism, my attitude, and it's all because of my guy. Independent again. After Zavarro's employment at Comcast ended, he questioned whether he wanted to go back to work at all. However, he connected with Minnesota State Services for the Blind for job counseling. He briefly considered becoming an orientation and mobility instructor, but decided against it for logistical reasons. He interviewed for a sales position at Lloyd Security, a provider of security systems, and accepted the position of sales manager. It's a job he finds extremely satisfying, and he's able to work from home. The owner, Jill Lloyd, is very supportive of people who are blind or visually impaired and secured a state grant to help upgrade the company's outdated software so it would be compatible with assistive technology Zavarro uses. Before he and Ajak were teamed together, Zavarro admits, "I didn't feel good about my future, and you guys interjected this dog. But it's not just a dog. The level of hope they bring you and the independence, everything's different." Getting a guide dog, Zavarro says, is a life event that I've never anticipated. I thought, okay, I'm blind, but what can I do? And what he does and what he has done, what Guide Dogs Foundation has done, what my trainer's done, and what my classmates have done, it's a brand new, fresh start, and it is amazing. This article comes from The Guide Way, Volume 79, Number 2, Summer 2025. It is the newsletter of the Guide Dog Foundation. Continuing with the Guide Way magazine, John Kaminsky, Driving for a Cause. There are many different volunteer opportunities at Guide Dog Foundation and America's Vet Dogs. Some work directly with the puppies and dogs in our programs, but there are other positions that are just as vital to our mission. Members of our volunteer taxi team are based at our Smithtown, New York campus, but can travel from Maine to North Carolina. For more than 20 years, John Kaminsky worked in New York City as a project manager in construction management and real estate development. After so many years, the commute was starting to get to him. When COVID hit, he had the option to work remotely, but found it difficult to maintain the rapport he needed with his crews. They were on a job site, and he was at home. In July 2020, when the company decided to buy out his contract, it seemed like a perfect time to retire. When his wife began volunteering after dealing with health issues, Kaminsky came to a decision. "You're giving back to the community. It's time I do the same thing." Kaminsky lives near the Guide Dog Foundation and often passed the campus while driving on Jericho Turnpike. I checked out the website out of curiosity and noticed that the foundation was in need of taxi team drivers. I like to drive, so it was a good fit. He laughs when he recalls, "My first out-of-state trip was a baptism of fire. Ian Darlington, one of our staff drivers, and I went on my first trip to Maryland and then Virginia. Ian was a great mentor to show me the ropes. He learned how to sanitize the vehicle, let adult dogs relieve themselves during rest stops, and deal with the restless puppies. Over the past 2 years, Kaminsky has done more than 100 trips, from airport and veterinary clinic runs to out-of-state trips to Maryland and Virginia and Connecticut. As he deals with health issues of his own, he says, the driving takes my mind off my treatment. In addition to their volunteer work, Kaminsky and his wife like to travel. About a year and a half ago, my wife and I finally made it to all 50 states. She has a large family, so they often visit relatives, and they help his son and daughter-in-law in Long Island with their new daughter. One aspect Kaminsky particularly enjoys is airport transport and learning students' stories as they talk on their ride back to the campus. He finds it can help ease their anxiety. And working with the dogs and the puppies has its own reward. You get unconditional love, and the licks and kisses make it all worthwhile, he says. John Kaminsky, Driving for a Cause, is taken from the Guide Way, the newsletter for the Guide Dog Foundation. For those of you who are pet owners, this article, When to Call the Vet, Red Flags Every Owner Should Know. As pet owners, we strive to provide the best care for our furry companions. We shower them with love, nurture them, and of course enjoy their playful antics. However, just like us, pets can experience health issues that require attention. Knowing when to call the vet can be the difference between a minor issue and a serious health crisis. In this article, we delve into the red flags every pet owner should know, empowering you to be a proactive and informed guardian for your beloved pet. understanding your pet's behavior. Pets, whether they are cats, dogs, or other furry friends, communicate primarily through their behavior. Changes in behavior can often indicate that something isn't quite right. Signs to watch for. Sudden lethargy. If your pet suddenly loses interest in play or becomes unusually tired, it could signal an underlying health issue. While pets do have off days, a significant change in energy level should be addressed. Loss of appetite. A decreased appetite can be a sign of dental problems, gastrointestinal issues, or more serious health conditions. If your pet refuses to eat for more than 24 hours, it's time to call the vet. Excessive grooming. While grooming is normal, excessive licking or scratching can indicate allergies, skin infections, or anxiety-related issues. Changes in bathroom habits. Whether it's increased urination, diarrhea, or constipation, any abrupt change in your pet's bathroom habits could be a sign of a medical issue. Physical symptoms to monitor. In addition to behavioral changes, physical symptoms can provide vital clues about your pet's health status. Key symptoms to recognize. Vomiting or diarrhea. Occasional vomiting or diarrhea may not be a cause for concern, but persistent vomiting or diarrhea lasting more than 24 hours is a serious red flag. Dehydration can occur quickly, especially in smaller pets, making it important to seek veterinary advice. Coughing or difficulty breathing. Coughing can be a sign of respiratory infection, heart disease, or allergies. If your pet is coughing frequently or struggles to breathe, call your vet immediately. Swelling or lumps. Any new lumps or swelling should be examined by the vet. While some lumps can be benign, others can indicate tumors or infection. Changes in eyes and nose. Discharge from eyes or nose, along with the redness or swelling, might indicate an infection or other health issue. When injuries occur. Accidents happen, and it's important to know how to respond when your pet is injured. What to do in the case of an injury? Cuts and scrapes. If your pet has a cut that is deep or won't stop bleeding, you should contact your vet. Minor cuts can often be treated at home, but larger ones may need professional care. Broken bones. If you suspect that your pet has a broken bone, don't attempt to move them unless absolutely necessary, as this can cause further injury. Call your vet or an emergency animal clinic immediately. Poisoning. If you suspect your pet has been ingested something toxic, such as chocolate, certain plants, or household chemicals, call your vet immediately. Time is of the essence in these situations. Keeping a list of common household items that are toxic to pets can help you act quickly in the case of an emergency. And recognizing aging signs. As pets age, they may experience new health challenges. It's essential to monitor their well-being closely during this time. Common aging symptoms, increased thirst and urination, can be a sign of kidney disease or diabetes and should be evaluated by your vet. Weight changes, the unexplained weight or loss of weight or gain, can indicate underlying health issues. And behavioral changes, especially in senior pets, they may exhibit signs of confusion or anxiety, which may require veterinary intervention. Regular exercise and balanced diet can help maintain your pet's health as they age. Building a relationship with your vet. Your veterinarian is your partner in your pet's health journey. Building a strong relationship with them can lead to better care for your furry friend. Tips for effective communication. Be prepared. Keep a record of your pet's health history, including vaccinations, medications, and any symptoms you've noticed. This information can make your vet's work much easier. Ask questions. Don't hesitate to ask your vet questions. Whether it's about a specific symptom or general care, your vet is there to help you. Follow up. If your pet has been treated for a condition, follow up with your pet and your vet to ensure that your pet is recovering as expected. Being a pet owner comes with the responsibility of being vigilant about your pet's health. By recognizing the red flags that indicate when it's time to call the vet, you position yourself as a proactive guardian, committed to your pet's well-being. Remember, your vet is your ally in the journey, and together you can ensure that your beloved company enjoys a happy, healthy life. by staying informed, being observant, and maintaining a strong relationship with your veterinarian, you can ensure that your pet receives the care that they deserve. Don't hesitate to reach out to your vet whenever you feel uncertain. After all, when it comes to our furry friends, better safe than sorry. This very informative article is called When to Call the Vet: Red Flags Every Owner Should Know. Well, we're now at the end of Animal Companions for today. I do hope you've enjoyed the readings, and I invite you back again next time to hear more stories about the animals in our lives and how they affect us. Until then, this is Joyce for Animal Companions and for Sun Sounds of Arizona, a radio reading service. Be well, everyone. Stay healthy. Be happy. Bye-bye.